Originality.
You. Welcome to Autographs. My name is Nick Singh, and just know originality is on the horizon. Let's go. All right, what's cooking, good lookins? This is Nick Sang. We're back with another episode of Autographs. I'm actually recording this live right now. I've never done this before. We have Nate and Ashley here, both incredibly well-versed studio professionals. Ashley, I want to call her an award-winning director. I'm not sure if she has awards associated to her name yet, but I can promise you that she will soon. And then Nate, again, the award-winning audio guy. I honestly don't know what to call audio guys, Nate. I'm sorry. Other than audio guy, I feel like it's a really lame name. It's like audio guy. Like, come on. Like, director, producer, audio guy? I feel like it's like falls off at that point, but they're so important. So thanks for being here. And Nate's actually recording this professionally. I'm speaking on a boom mic. Again, another first. We're on set today in Ontario. For anybody listening that's not from Canada, Ontario's a province. It's like a state. And yeah, that being said, let me get into the episode. So there's been a large gap, a very wide berth between my last episode and this one. And the reason being is not because I haven't been recording content and recording episodes and interviewing guests and having conversations. It's namely because, and by the way, if you hear tinkering in the background, Ashley, don't be shy. I don't care. Just do whatever you need to do. What you're doing is vastly more important than this episode right now. So just keep tinkering. If you hear tinkering, it's probably Ashley moving around and getting shit done on set. But that being said, there's a wide berth and a gap between this episode and my last episode. And the reason for that is because, as you know, so much has been happening in the world, in life, and I didn't want to be ignorant enough to record an episode and just not talk about things like Black Lives Matter before then. So this acts as that. So while I'm excited to get back to quote-unquote regularly scheduled programming, I'm equally, if not more, excited for this exact episode because it's going to be short and quick and just my quick thoughts on Black Lives Matter and some of the things happening. So anyways, this episode is called The Great Reset. It's called The Great Reset for a reason. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But by the way, I stole the term from James Altucher, so I got to give him credit. That's where I first heard it. I'm not sure where he got it. Maybe he made it up, but I don't know. Anyways, I think we're living through The Great Reset, everybody listening. Part of the reason I took such a wide berth of a gap between my last episode and now was so that I could learn. I started getting asked a lot of questions from actually a lot of my white friends. Nick, have you ever experienced racism? The truth is, if you don't know, if you're listening to this, I'm half Trinidadian and I'm half Pakistani, so I'm a person of color. I'm not actually black though, but that being said, that doesn't excuse me from racism. However, I grew up in a town in Canada, and Canada to begin with is awesome, but it doesn't excuse it from racism again. But anyways, I grew up in a town where I was privileged enough to not have experienced that. So I got all these people asking me, and I had the privilege of saying, no, not really. But that really put me in an odd position because being a POC, a people of color, or person of color, and during this Black Lives Matter movement, and having asked that question, it made it a different process for me to learn to empathize with people who had. So there's a big process of learning and engaging and being open-minded. And if it's not clear already, I totally fucking stand with the Black Lives Matter movement. So there's no question about that. Anybody who doesn't, I don't actually have words for that person, to be frank with you. I'm sure they have some kind of reasoning or sentiment around it, and maybe one day I'd like to hear that. But that being said, yeah, I'd like to hear that right now, to be frank. But anyways, that's not the point. I stand with the Black Lives Matter movement. I stand with the protesters. I even stand with the rioters. And I know it's an interesting thing to say. The rioting thing is kind of interesting. You know, peaceful protesting, it does work. But I think the rioting turned enough heads of people in power to actually start changing things. I don't think rioting needs to persist. I don't think anybody agrees with that. Oh, let's just go riot for an entire year. No, that's not a good idea. You're going to ruin a lot of businesses and even minority-owned businesses, which is not smart. But that being said, I think that it turned some heads. So while there was some damage done and there were some people that unfortunately actually were very injured or passed away from the riots, from my understanding, I think that they were necessary to an extent, and then they brought us here. Now, that being said, if anybody's out there, I want to list 3 points on here. So one, I already listed. I stand with the Black Lives Matter movement. Two, I've heard people tell me these protests don't matter. These people are just protesting. They're yelling at nobody, and why don't you just go do something? And that's not how it was said to me. It was said a lot more politely than that. But that being said, I think those people are wrong. Protests do matter. What they do is that if you're in the marketing world like I am, protests do one thing. They raise awareness. So without awareness, it's very difficult to have anything done at all, because just frankly, no one knows about it. There is an argument to say that a small number of groups of people have really changed the world. I do agree with that. Time and again, we see these small teams change the world. But those people were first aware of a problem that was likely a global problem that everybody was either A, not talking about, or B, talking about, but they didn't quite know what to do. So anyways, the first step is always awareness in some context. So anybody saying the protests, they're just talking about nothing. There's no action. They're just telling other people to go do it. No, awareness is a huge step. That's number one. Number three is that I'm going to go high level view on this, because the truth is that while I've educated myself over the recent weeks, I am far from a quote unquote educated person on civil rights or Black Lives Matter or historical context here. So I'm going to be quick and I'm going to be honest. I'm still learning about that. And if you're in the same position as me, I would encourage you to learn too, if you're curious. And if not, then just at least do your part. It doesn't really matter what color of the skin you have. Just do your part in whatever context you can. But the thing I really want to discuss was the fact that I think we're living through what I've learned to call, and again from James Altucher, the Great Reset. Society is resetting in a really interesting way, and it seems 2020 is just never ending. There's thing after thing. It was the forest fires, and then Kobe died, and I'm laughing, but I shouldn't be laughing, but there's the forest fires, and then Kobe died, and then we have the pandemic, and then we have killer hornets, and then alligators, like literal crocodiles, are coming out of people's toilets in some part of the States, which was fucking wild. And then you have Black Lives Matter. It's like, whoa, this thing is just ongoing. And Black Lives Matter, I'm not excusing it as just one small thing that's been a part of the year. I would actually say it's probably like one of the biggest things this year. In fact, it might even be bigger than the pandemic, realistically. The pandemic's probably gonna end, unfortunately, and this is just honest, sooner than racism. So that's an interesting way to look at it. But that being said, I think we're living through something I've learned to call the Great Reset, meaning I think that God, love, the universe, whatever you believe in spiritually, is challenging us all to look past the color of our skin and to unify us over common things such as health. You know, the pandemic really taught us the pandemic is not racist. The virus cannot be racist. It can infect white people, brown people, Black people, Asian people, Hispanic. It doesn't matter. It'll affect anybody. So it unified us in that way. And then you have the Black Lives Matter movement. It feels like we're being called to set our guards down substantially as people, as a human race, and find a way to come together. And I know this is a bit of a gloom prediction, but I think it's true. I just have this odd feeling in my heart that something's coming. And in order for us to deal, and I think we will deal, I believe in the human race, but I think to deal with what's coming, be it 50 years from now, 100, 1,000, this period of time, 2020 and onward, will serve as an incredible inflection point that people will look back at in history and say, wow, that was the moment that humanity decided to band together, not necessarily because they wanted to, but because they were forced to. And I think that be it forced or be it wanted, I think it's needed. And I do think that that's happening. So there's a Great Reset. It's happening in my life. I'm changing what I'm doing career-wise in my life, how I treat others, how I am with friends, with family, with myself. And they all feel like positive changes. And I hope that you have an opportunity to make the same. Anyways, that's my time. I hope that you guys have an amazing day, week, whenever you're listening to this, have an amazing time. My name is Nick Sang. You're listening to Autographs. That's the episode. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.